Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cardiac Carlisle's. I get it's alliterative. We're not doing that.
I noticed that Jake did not cut off the part where I'm like, not in this city,
yeah,
Steve.
I will tell you, I'm proud of you, the fact that you just hopped on that. One, there's too many cardiac things. Like, guys, it was a cardiac kids. It was like, just let us have this. You don't have to steal every like creative thing Cleveland does and then bastardize it for some other thing.
But also in a series against us, too. That just feels very wrong.
Now, if you want to use this against the Knicks, we'll allow it. Want to use this against the Celtics if they advance? Well, not against the Cavs.
We'd still probably be peeved either way, but especially not against the Cavs.
Yeah, especially doubling down now.
Well, you know, Steve said it, and he was like, I'm going to say this, and these two younger people aren't going to understand what I'm saying. Not the case here. Not the case, Steve.
Now, we've not gotten into the call and response that happened last night where the Cleveland crowd was chanting overrated to Tyrese Halliburton. Right up until the second the ball went into the net last night. It's funny because I think I've heard people have different opinions on this as if there was some sort of jinx on this. What if that's just what really good basketball players do?
The ball was always going into Halliburton's hand. Everyone in the world should have known and seen that coming. And he was always, I mean, there was, what world does he not hit that shot when he's been basically the most clutch player in the NBA when it comes to those exact situations.
Also, this is the part of fans. Like, they did, the thing that annoyed me is it's like, wait, so now fans can't even chant something that's just good-natured back and forth?
Okay, so the perception was that the fans kind of like riled him up and then got in his head. Halliburton didn't even know you guys were doing that.
So let's go ahead and play this. This is Tyrese Halliburton responding last night when asked about Cleveland fans chanting overrated.
That one was unexpected. I didn't know we had beef, but good for them. That came out of nowhere, but now that label's there, they're all, as it's going to be every time we play somebody. You know, for me, I just control what I can, man, and overrate that.
I got to tell you.
The great walk-off line by him.
It's very David Fizdale.
Oh, yeah.
Take data for that. You remember?
I do remember that.
Yeah, we've all forgotten David Fizdale, not your boy Nicky Dubs. I got to tell you.
A fizz bomb.
I kind of loved From a Plane. I don't like the way I said that.
I'm convinced he thought it was Hiroshima.
I was thinking more like recent with planes and bombs and whatnot, but either way, talking about Mike Greenberg saying Adam Schefter dropped a bomb from a plane and then realized he shouldn't have said that that way because he's overly sensitive and he has no personality. With love.
Halliburton's got some personality, though.
That was
a great line in that moment. I hate to give him credit because he might be entering the Cleveland villain list, Nick, but that was a great line in that moment.
I got to tell you, I don't think he's the villain here. If you want to hate Ben Mathurin, hate Benedict Mathurin. Yeah, that guy's a jack. A jag is what I meant to say.
Okay.
If you want to hate Obi Toppin, it's like the most overrated player in the NBA. I'll give you that. He's kind of a chotch. I don't think Tyrese... Tyrese Haliburton was playing hurt last night, had to get the wrist tape.
But he's always kind of been like an NBA villain in a weird way anyway. Like, it goes beyond the overrated thing. It's him going into the WWE and trying to play the villain there. Like, he's done, in NBA circles, he has looked at as more villain than hero constantly.
That was like the nicest way to respond to that. Even his thing at the end was funny.
I think he's a nice human. He seems like a nice guy. Seems like his dad is more problematic than he'll ever be.
I mean, it's like... Okay, this is...
He's the best player on the team that could potentially take you out, and we're just we naturally end up hating those guys.
Trying to think.
I guess...
There's got to be a Pistons equivalent, right, where they had a bunch of reprobates around. Was it Rip Hamilton who was like... I want to say Rip Hamilton was like just the nicest guy in the world, and then he was surrounded by a bunch of jerks, like Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups, and so you're like, bleep that Rip Hamilton guy, and secretly you were like... He's actually really nice. He's really, really great.
I think there's a part of you that can respect Halliburton's game, but what he did last night was insufferable in many ways. He took over the game. Yeah, he took over the game.
How does that make you a villain? That just makes you really good at basketball.
That's partly what makes a villain against another team in a series.
Like Steph was never a villain in Golden State.
Steph was always a villain in Golden State.
I hated Draymond Green now, and Steph Klay did Thompson some things. So much
the
more.
The moment Steph threw his mouthpiece, that was cemented. That was it.
That was like the hardest thing that guy ever did in those series, which isn't hard at all. Like, Klay Thompson was the one being like making jokes and talking bad about Cleveland.
You can tell me you hated Draymond more, and I will agree with that. Like, in this series, you might end up hating Mathurin way more than you end up hating Haliburton. But like usually the best player on the team that takes you out, they ultimately get the hate.
I know. So what you're saying is not wrong, but I just remember like the shots at Steph were like, oh, he's such a good family man. Oh, he seems like a great father.
That's how hated he became, though, is people went after Aisha. Yeah, people took it beyond Steph. They were like, Aisha, and then just would make all sorts of comments about her.
Does anybody hate Tyrese Haliburton? If I'm wrong, guys, listen, I know that the papacy earlier in the show, right? The clergyman, as I was called by Keith, not our Keith, a different Keith.
Different Keith.
But from Pepper Pike. Who played basketball a lot, I think, at like a local YMCA. Played basketball his whole life. He sounded like an older dude, too. But I know that I've been high-roading everyone with like this idea of like, okay, it's been 24 hours. It's okay to be upset by the loss, but trying to turn on this Cavs team. I do want to say this again. If two games is all it took to rob you of your faith in the Cavs, you never had faith in this Cavs team. Now that I've done that, I'm off my soapbox. It's been reinforced. I just don't feel any sort of hate for Tyrese Haliburton. Like, there was a part of me last night that was like,
just wait.
It's a hell of a shot.
Just wait.
Like, that is absolutely. He did exactly what you're supposed to do in that game.
If you copy games 1 and 2 and they happen for games 3 and 4, you're going to end up hating him. You'll end up hating Mathurin. You might already hate Obi Toppin. You seem like you already do.
Yeah, he's just an annoying chot.
I think you score
10 points a game. Sit down and shut up.
A lot of this Pacers team, you're going to end up hating. The funny part about it, though, and I think Haliburton was right, he's like, I didn't know we had beef. Mainly because we've never talked Cavs-Pacers as if it's some sort of big butting back and forth we need to pay attention to, but this is how this gets started, Nick.
That's a good point. Liam, talking about the marbles celebration.
So I want to talk about that for a second, because everyone obviously went to the NBA version of that, and we can do that, but, I mean, that was...
It's a Cleveland-specific call.
That was Josh Naylor to Gerrit Cole.
216-474-0092. Is Tyrese Haliburton, did he become a Cleveland villain with that shot last night?
Hits the shot and drops the Josh Naylor on you and people are happy about it? Come on now, Nick.
I thought the Pedro Serrano. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.